A group of Matanuska Valley teenagers ranging from 16 to 19 were arraigned in State Superior Court in Palmer today in the disturbing kidnap and murder case of another Valley teen, David Grunwald. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, all five will be charged as adults.
Wearing prison yellow and linked together by chains, the five made their first court appearance Tuesday in Palmer.
We have Austin Barrett. And, Your Honor, again, the caption is correct.
Various attorneys for the five teens entered not guilty pleas while Judge Carrie Christensen set pretrial and trial dates for the defendants. No bail was set for four of the defendants. Those four, Eric Almendinger, 16, Bradley Renfro, 16, Dominic Johnson, also 16, and 19-year-old Austin Barrett, are charged with six counts of first and second degree murder, kidnapping, and hindering prosecution, among other charges. They will be tried together. The fifth teen, 18-year-old Devin Peterson, was indicted separately. Peterson is charged with three counts of evidence tampering and hindering prosecution and will be tried alone. Peterson's bail was set at $100,000. The case has sobered many residents of the rural Matanuska Valley. In November, high school student David Grunwald, also 16, was reported missing. His body was located December 2nd in woods along the Knik River. He had been shot to death, a medical examiner's report confirmed, but before that, he had been badly beaten. Almendinger was arrested on December 3rd. The other four defendants were taken in on December 9th. About the same time, hundreds had gathered at the Palmer Fairgrounds for a candlelight prayer vigil for the murdered Grunwald. Family and friends of both Grunwald and the defendants pressed into the courtroom Tuesday to witness the brief proceedings. Most declined to speak to the press, but Damian Peterson from Anchorage stepped forward.
Yeah, Devin's my little brother. It's a lot to take in right now. I don't think his bail should be $100K. That's crazy. He doesn't really have an involvement.
Devin Peterson has been charged with evidence tampering in relation to two guns incidental to the case and in allegedly destroying evidence, in this case Grunwald's Ford Bronco, which was found burned near Wasilla a day after the victim went missing. A grand jury indictment filed last week indicates at least four of the defendants, quote, knowingly engaged in conduct that resulted in the death of David Grunwald under circumstances manifesting an extreme indifference to the value of human life. Almendinger's attorney, Hannah Thorsten Bowery, says not guilty pleas are standard for felony arraignments. Judge Christensen has set a January 13th pretrial conference date and a February 21st trial date for Almendinger, Johnson, Renfro, and Barrett. Peterson's pretrial hearing is set for January 20th, and his trial date is February 27th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.